The question was asked, what's considered a life of moderation in our day? I think that this changes from generation to generation. When I was in yeshiva, let's go back a decade and a half, it was normal to stand by a payphone and wait to be able to call someone. It was normal. I had friends who didn't have a home line. They lived next to a payphone, and when people wanted to call them, they could call the payphone, and if they heard it from inside, they'd go and answer, and if not, not. So I come from a generation, as do you, where cell phones are not a given. Now, a person will ask you, is a cell phone an amenity today? I'll say it's a tough question, because I try signing up my child to school and they tell me, what's your cell phone number? And I say, I don't have a cell phone. And they say, what's wrong with you? We want to re-interview you. And I say, why is there something wrong with me if I don't have a cell phone? And they say, well, what would be if there were an emergency? How would we get a hold of you? And I say, funny, because when I was a kid, they didn't have cell phones. And kids were still able to go to school. You know, so they were able to manage. And there was a world before cell phones. And they look back at me and say, yeah, but today's a world with cell phones. And it's a given. I try to sign up for a driving lesson, and they tell me, we'll send you the code by SMS. And I say, but I don't have a cell phone. And they say, then you can't sign up. So we live in a world. I was in the United States. I needed to check if the flight was delayed. I wanted to call. I didn't know the number. So I call information, and there's no one to talk to, only a computer. And I try to tell the computer, and the computer can't understand when I say United Airlines. The computer keeps trying to figure out another family. And after I've done this for about 15 minutes, the computer tells me, I guess you'll have to call tomorrow. So now you say, are we in a generation where you can live without internet or a cell phone? Maybe. But I don't think it's so far-fetched to say that a person who's going to function within society today has a greater need for a cell phone than 5 or 10 years ago. If the schools look at you like you're crazy if you're signing up your kid for school and there's no emergency contact info with your cell phone on it, they don't even believe you when you say, I don't have a cell phone. So I'm saying it's a little bit amorphous. You know, it changes with the generation. In our day and age, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, it's considered a basic necessity to have insurance. So a person can say, but once upon a time they didn't have insurance. And we'll say, yeah, but today you do. And that's a basic part of taking care of yourself. If a person needs certain things, he's not going to be able to cover them if he doesn't have insurance. So insurance can be a basic thing. And if a person has a family, life insurance might be a basic thing. So again, to try and look at the at our lifestyle and say, okay, what's the basic thing that the Chafetz Chaim is shooting for? I think the basic thing is pretty expensive in our day and age. I remember when we had guests, when the Iron Curtain just came down. Okay, so they started letting Jews out of Russia. So we started having Jewish children who didn't know too much about Judaism. We had them as guests. And to them, the concept of showering was like something you did once a week, once every other week, and everyone was used to it. They'd walk into the house, and everyone could sense they'd walked into the house. Now their clothing had the same odor, and their bodies did, but that was the norm. And you know what? That was probably the norm all over the world up until 40, 50 years ago when we started having running water. So to us, you'd say, well, it's a given. You got to have running water, and you got to take a shower, if not every day, every other day. You got to be a part of society. And that's true. I'm just saying that's a big shift because 50, 60 years ago, no one expected that. No one expected you to launder your clothing every day. Go look around shul and shalish sudis when people show up for mincha. 60% of the people have stains on their shirts. And they didn't change their shirt. And somehow that's okay. People show up for mincha and their clothing are a little bit stained and everyone's okay with it. And we move forward. Well, once upon a time, people didn't have washing machines. They'd wash once a week, and they didn't have that many clothing to wash. So it was the norm to walk around with clothing that were a little bit stained. No one thought twice about it. Now today, if someone's going to walk around that way, we look at them and say, what's wrong with the person? We have a different norm. I don't think the Chafetz Chaim meant that we should live and contradict society. We should say, so what if the school thinks I'm crazy? I'm not going to have a cell phone. So what if people think I'm crazy? I'm not going to shower more than once a week. So what if people think I'm crazy? I'm going to wear the same shirt all week, except for, you know, every Shabbos. I'll clean it, lechvot Shabbos. But there's a norm. You're living in a society. So that forces us to shift a little bit. Our basic level is much higher than the Chafetz Chaim's basic level. And that keeps shifting. We're still at a point where I think a smartphone is not something you must have in order to be normal in this world. Even though people get super upset at me when they send me an email, and I don't answer till the nighttime, until I see their email, and they start calling. Didn't you see my email? And the answer is no. I don't access my email account every hour. I do it once a day, and people look at that like you're crazy. So the day might come where we won't have a choice. We will have to buy into that. Right now, I think it's still normal not to. If we're living within a society, we have to adapt. And we have to adapt to a certain amount of the society's minimums. A certain amount. Not everything. But that's where it keeps shifting. To enroll your kid in school and have them look at you like, what's wrong with you? Because if there's an emergency, we can't get a hold of you. And today, you could have a cell phone for emergency purposes for 10 shekel a month. Nope. There's room to accept that argument. For 10 shekel a month, it might be the right thing that the school should be able to access you in case of emergency. I wouldn't agree with it, but at least I can understand the school's perspective. Tov. So,